with my buddies.
I just told you that dance story. I got to tell the people.
What happened?
About the dance club in high school.
Oh, my God.
So there was this girl who tried to, in our high school, tried to put together, and she was kind of a, all right, fuck it. She was kind of a nerd in high school. Not a nerd. That was the weird thing. She was like, just a weird person. She wasn't like a nerd because she was kind of fucking, it's not like she was studying.
Okay.
She was just like a weird.
She was dumb.
She was a loner. She was a dumb loner.
Okay.
Just sad, but.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I shouldn't have bullied her, but.
Yeah, but you don't know.
She was a bit of a dickhead, too.
Of course.
So
that's why
kinda,
she was a loner.
You know,
that's why she didn't have any friends.
She was like, she tried to put together a dance club. And not like a fucking interpretive, like a fucking step up to the street dance club.
How did she put word out about this?
They announced it in our one class that I was in with her, which is when I was like, nice, I'm going to that. Like right away. Me and,
what grade was this?
Senior year, junior year of high school. So, I mean, we were adults.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we weren't adults, but you know what I mean? We were like a little old for a fucking step up to the street club.
Yeah.
For white kids.
Yeah.
And, like, she should have known that wasn't part of her life. She was never going to be a street dancer.
Yeah.
She was never physically capable of it.
She saw the movie, it was fucking
hype. She saw it, was like, we should put this together. And then, so me and three of my friends showed up, and we were the only ones. So it was me, three of my friends. So basically, this poor girl tried to put this together, and four football players showed up and were like, is this a democracy here? And they were like, yeah. So I was like, all right, let's take it to vote. we vote for a different president than her. She lost. And then, so we kicked her out of the group.
Oh, my God.
But the way we kicked her out was we made her have a dance-off with my friend. And so in the middle of this classroom after school, we just moved the desks and like played. I don't even know if there was music.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if there was music.
Just a quiet dance.
Just
off.
A quiet dance. So like you could hear them like.
Oh, my God. She was trying
her hardest. And my friend was just being a dickhead. But every move he did, we were all like, oh shit.
Oh, my God.
And when she
dude.
Was going, we were just laughing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That was so brutal.
Wonder what she did after that.
Kid butt-fucked her in the weight room. She got butt-fucked in the school weight room. She moved on.
Oh, man. That's how you recover from your dance. You're fucking...
You got butt-fucked on the bench press.
Tom Hardy butt-fucked her.
Tom Hardy showed up. He's like, you lose, didn't you? Oh, fuck yeah. All right, Ant-Pit.
Damn, dude, I can only imagine fucking trying to get the group ready for like the underground warehouse ludicrous dance party, dude.
See, that's what she did to start the dance class or the dance club.
How soon after
I put that on my college resumes?
The dance club?
I was like a member of dance club.
Oh my God. How soon after you guys like basically threw a coup in her dance club did she get butt fucked? Was it like left the meeting, got butt fucked?
It may have been. I never put that together. She may have gotten butt fucked immediately.
She left the meeting, lost the dance, was just like just sulking around the weight room and something. Yeah. It was like, ugh.
The problem is my school is so small that the people listening to this know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's fine. If you get,
she's a nice lady.
Getting butt
she
fucks,
was always nice, but
yeah, but getting butt fucked is public record. Like
getting butt fucked.
I'm not shaming anyone for that.
It was public record for sure. Every single person knew about it. And like I played football, so it was in the weight room. And like we would go lift, and people would be like, "Dude, do you think she got butt fucked on this friend?" You'd be like, "Oh, I don't think. I hope not, dude."
Damn,
oh, fuck,
dude.
I got another good bench press story. The same kid who did that dance off. In eighth grade or seventh or eighth grade, they used to, after school, we would go over and lift with the high school team, the football team. And one time I had a boner.
Okay. While lifting. What lift?
It was fucking eighth grade, but I was bench pressing. So I used the old tuck method. I had a tucked boner.
Yeah.
And I went down to bench press. And, you know, when you fucking put your arms up, your shirt comes up when you're laying there. Just the tip of my dick was sticking out of my gym shorts. And my friend's such an asshole. He's like, Gillis has a boner. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. I tried to tuck method in the weight room, dude. Just the upside down tip of my dick was sticking out.
And in gym shorts, too.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
You need, like, some hard dungarees or some khakis to hold that down.
Yeah. I just had a fucking boner lifting up the fucking...
You just had like a 30-degree boner fucking sticking out of your gym shorts. Oh, like you had an isosceles triangle boner, dude.
Oh,
anyone
man.
Anyone else see your helmet or just your boy?
I think it was just my friend. I was
You finished the set?
No, I finished my nut, dude. I cummed and then I went back to
lifting weights.
I get, of course, dude. All that testosterone, my boys around me, dude, get me going.
Eighth grade, you're hard no matter what, dude.
Yeah, I had a fucking eighth grade rager on the bench press, upside down boner. He saw it.
Damn, that's tight. It's tight to get your helmet fucking discovered like that.
It's really embarrassing.
You have to point out a boner, dude. If
my God. If that was anyone else, I would have been all over that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can't be mad at him for
that. I would have pantsed them while they're bench pressing.
Oh, like, dude. Thank God we stopped pantsing.
Yeah.
If that makes a comeback, that's the funniest thing in the world, getting pants.
Well, there's also getting shanked. Is that that's when someone would grip your boxers, too?
Oh, the whole thing,
and you get your bird out and everything. Yeah. We got a guy one time shanked. My cousin got behind him, pushed him over, and he fell and full bird to the recess yard. And, like, the teacher just came over, like, hey, knock that off. We're like, all right. That'd have been a ground. That'd be like expulsion in fucking lawsuits.
My one friend pantsed my other friend while he was talking to my mom. Oh. And his dick came out. And my mom hated the kid who pantsed him forever. She still hates him.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, that kid's a fucking punk. She'll say, like, punk.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he fucking pantsed a high schooler in front of her.
Yeah, that's pretty... That's
so hilarious. Fucking funny.
Yeah, getting pants is fucking sick. Well, if you had the Adidas snap-ups on, people would find you and fucking rip those things off. That's a good one.
Yeah, the nut taps.
Well, no one wears fucking... Nut taps, not funny.
Fucking not funny at all.
I'll fight someone over that. I don't like that.
I told you that time... Courtney fucking punched me in the balls, right? Courtney Reynolds.
Did he really?
Yeah, he wasn't. I had to let it go. It was my fault.
Why?
So I did the old, you see where the horse bit me.
He grabbed his dick.
Lifted his fucking dick a little, and he just fucking full on swung, like, out of instinct. And I was like, dude, Jesus Christ.
God damn. Yeah. Well, he's like part Jamaican.
Yeah, dude, you don't fuck around
with Jamaicans like that. I was like,
dude, that's my fault for doing gay shit to a black dude.
Yeah, dude.
If you do a gay thing to a black dude, they're like, all right, fucking squat up.
You're being inclusive.
Yeah. I tried to.
You were giving him a little.
Treat him the way I would treat any of my friends. Give him an old.
Grab his fucking dick.
Give him a little fucking.
A ball lift might be more unsettling than getting hit in the nuts. That's what I gave him. That's the weirdest feeling.
Just a little fucking.
Lift it up.
And he fucking swung at my dick.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying. You know in Jamaica, Boy George is like the shit?
No, I didn't.
And Jamaicans, if you ask like a guy from Jamaica, be like, yo, what do you think of Boy George? They're like, yo, he's the best. They ignore the fact. They won't admit that he's gay. Like, nah, Boy George is a rude boy. They love him, dude. I've had this verified from two different Jamaicans.
Two different Jamaicans.
And I just brought it up. I'm like, I heard Boy George. And like, yeah, Boy George is the shit over there. They're like, big ups to Culture Club. They love him.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't even fucking really know Boy George that well. I know who he is.
He's just like the gayest guy from the 80s.
Yeah.
And Jamaicans somehow separate it in their mind. Like, nah, he's fucking cool as fuck.
He's not gay.
He's a rude boy. Because in Jamaica, like, if you're like a thug or like a gangster in Jamaica, you wear like the weirdest fucking shit. You know in Belly when the guy had like the feather mohawk?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you dress.
Damn.
You wear like bandanas and baggy jeans. You wear like tasseled tank tops.
Yeah, you like, dress like you're from...
Feathers and shit. They saw Boy George like, this man's a fucking gangster, dude.
Yeah, so Boy George set the fashion tone. Yeah. They're all dressed like Boy George, being tough as fuck.
But they're like actually killing people.
That's sick. Beheading people with machetes and stuff.
Yeah. So now you know, little taste of Jamaican culture. I hope I didn't appropriate
Rude
that.
Boy George. Yeah.
Rude Boy George.
Woman, you should not be slutty.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for every, like, super sex-charged woman who wants to, like, just fuck dudes all the time, there's 50 fucking dudes around her that are like, yeah, check this out. And she's like, all right, chill the fuck out. That was really funny to me when I heard that. I was just like, huh.
Yeah, you do hear that a lot.
Like, all that, like you were talking about, those new TV shows, like Broad City and everything. Like, I just want some dick.
Yeah. It's like, you sure you want to do that?
They did studies, dude. The fucking, like, so if you, they would have women in a room with guys, and then they have women ask guys, like, do you want to go home? Do you want to fuck, do you want to date me? Do you want to fuck me? Or do you want to date me? Do you want to go home? Or do you want to fuck me? Or whatever. And, like, 70% of guys would be like, yes, yes, yes. And then the women, it was totally, like, one woman, I think, in the whole study was like, ooh, yeah, I'll fuck you. The rest was zero.
It's a sad lady.
Yeah, well, that's how it is.
A sad lady.
Yeah. So, just a little science.
Good for that lady.
Yeah, for
she
doing
took
that.
A shot. She exactly. ended up getting butt fucked in the weight room.
Yeah,
that was her. She's like, my dance club just got shut down by the patriarchy.
My dance club got co-opted on the patriarchy.
Dude, the patriarchy came in.
That is the patriarchy, dude.
Yeah.
You saved her from a fucking underground warehouse dance party, dude.
If she would have ever thought that that thing was going to leave the ground,
she would have saved the last dance.
Humiliated.
She would have saved the last dance, dude.
She would have been destroyed publicly. I saved her a great amount of grief by showing up and being like, no, you're fired as the president. New president. Also, you have to dance quietly.
Yes, dude.
And we're all going to laugh while you do it.
Those movies are the fucking best.
The dance movies?
The dance. It's always like in the hot. Beginning, someone's brother dies, and it's like, I got to fucking dance so hard right now to get this back. Oh, it's the same fucking thing.
If you are a fucking male dancer,
yeah,
yo, you're fucking gay.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's tough. It's the tough truth, dude.
That's it.
That is, dude. Imagine if those stories are funny, though. It's always like a chick, so like the classical dancer, and then like dude, the rough guy from the streets is like the janitor. It's like,
I'm the rough guy from the streets that's a break dancer.
Yeah. Who like also steals cars. Yeah,
I'm a Jabberwocky. I'm also a Fast and Furious Jabberwocky. It's like, no, dude, you're a fucking gay dude that's trying to be a Lady Gaga backup dancer. You're not wearing a do-rag.
Yeah, you're not out here selling fucking crack and like shooting people. And they're like, yeah, just like a little tapping jazz to take the stress off every now and again.
I forgot about that in The Wire whenever they all broke out into synchronized dance.
What happened? When was
no,
that?
No, never.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I was like, what the fuck? I saw
no,
the
they
series.
Were too busy. They were on the corner, dude, yeah, clocking. Dude. They didn't have time to fucking break out the cardboard and challenge a white family, challenge the prep school white kids.
That would be funny, though. That would be a tight hustle. If I was a black janitor at the Juilliard, I would just pretend I was real nice at dance. I'm like, yeah, I just want to take this shit from the streets and start fucking all the white chicks. And they're like, come to them. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that shit, dude. Just trying to eat your pussy. What? That's objectifying. Well,
please stop objectifying.
I like you a lot, and I want to eat your pussy. That's not objectifying. That's actually in feminist culture, that's acceptable.
Is it acceptable to you?
You think your little one star matters, dude?
Think one star is going to stop this train?
Stop the fucking revolution?
Fucking train.
You think Che Rivera got stopped by a one star review?
No.
Nah, dude.
I would not like to associate with Che, though.
Why? What'd he do?
He's a fucking bitch, dude.
What'd he do?
He's a commie.
He's a commie?
Yeah, fuck that.
Do you think, give me a good one, dude.
Our founding fathers, revolutionaries.
True. Pure 1776, yeah. Dude. Thomas Paine.
Think he was out there writing shit.
Yeah, he's writing weird stuff.
He was afraid he was going to get a one-star review from the Redcoats. Nah, dude. He still dropped that. And the fucking Tories took it up the ass. Ooh, just like that girl from high school.
In the fucking weight room,
right,
dude.
That's how England lost that fucking war, dude. We took him into the weight room. We said, sorry about your dance club. Boom, pow, right in the keister.
That is the weirdest thing to me, just thinking of like someone sitting there. Just that's a good porno, actually. Now that's a good narrative porno, dude.
What, high school kids fucking in a weight room?
Well, you know, maybe they're held back a couple years. They're fucking 18, 19.
Yeah, 18's good.
18, hang, maybe it's a teacher. I don't know. They got the dance club thwarted, and some dude comes up like, what's the matter?
I say, hey, could you give me a spot?
Yeah.
And then she's spotting him, and he's like, why don't you give it a shot?
Yep.
Then he drops dong onto the forehead
and
while he's spotting her.
He tucks his boner underneath and she sees it.
He tucks his boner and she sees it.